It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. Do you remember picture day at school? You'd step into an empty classroom, maybe a pastel backdrop set up with blazing bright lights.
Okay, next up.
And the photographer...
Stand here, please.
...who is in the middle of taking dozens, if not hundreds, of kids' photos...
All right, shoulders back.
...starts posing you like a doll.
Pinch your chin.
Turn your body.
Straighten your back.
Adjust your shoulder.
Head to the side.
Now sit up straight.
Okay, now
look at the camera. Before you know it, a moment which feels so incredibly forced, awkward, and unnatural...
Smile.
...is captured for all time. And then you go back to class, never wanting to have your photo taken ever again.
To many people, getting their photos taken is a very traumatizing experience.
This is David Suh.
When you bring up a camera to someone, like, a lot of people just shrivel. Like, their body just reacts immediately without them even commanding it.
David is the guy on the other side of the camera. He is a portrait photographer.
And I think a lot of people, as young children who didn't want to be photographed and were put through that, I don't think many people realize that we hold that sort of grudge, whatever it is. I think a lot of people hold that in their bodies and it shows up in front of the camera. And when we internalize that, it shapes how we act. It shapes how we show up in the world.
David sees this all the time with clients. Confident, interesting people with incredible careers and hobbies don't know how to feel natural in front of the camera. And so David has made it his mission to reject a culture of awkward, scripted poses.
Are you tired being stuck doing the same poses over and over
again? And instead, found a way to help people feel more confident, more themselves.
Well, my name is David Suh. I'm a professional photographer, and I'll show you how to go from that to this.
He has millions of followers on TikTok and Instagram, where he dishes out practical and thoughtful advice from how to pose in direct sunlight at the beach without getting washed out.
Yeah, are we the two friends here?
To how to take a photo of two friends who are of very different heights.
When you see a stranger photographing something,
to how to take pictures in public without being that obnoxious person taking up the whole sidewalk.
Speaking of attention, don't bring
unnecessary. So how do we take this want of looking good in photos and then meet ourselves where we're at with how we perceive ourselves? And now it's about moving our bodies and saying, how do we find comfort in our body when we're so used to tearing it down and saying, oh, it looks terrible, it's not perfect?
How do we do that? How do we reconcile the image that we have of ourselves with the one that we show to the world? That's what today's episode is about, self-perception. From why we want to think of ourselves as good people to definitions of beauty that have been exported from the plastic surgery capital of the world. How can we make peace with who we are on the outside and inside? For David Suh, a good portrait marries those two things, inside and out. But this kind of thinking was not obvious to David when he first went to college.
At that time, I was doing a lot of college grad photos.
David had wanted to study dance, but that didn't work out. So instead, he majored in design at UC Davis. Taking photos was a great way to make some extra money.
I was like, okay, like I have a nice camera and I can take decent photos. And everyone's offering to do it for X amount of price. So let me just get myself some money to go to dinner a few times a week. In the beginning, it was very cookie cutter.
David says he Googled grad school photo poses for inspiration.
Right? Like there's a sense of style to it. Maybe it's a girl graduating. She's got her hands on her hips and then she's got her arm up in the air. Maybe it's like throwing the like cap or something like that. If anything, it was a big roadblock for me. I didn't want to think about poses. The only reason I was posing people was because I knew I had to. They weren't professional models. And I'm glad I came across my mentor, Sue Bryce, at that time too, because Sue was the one who really taught me that we can't be put into boxes. And I think a lot of us feel comfortable when we are in a box and we look like other people and it's safe. But, you know, we as photographers can be in control, and we can control the outcome of how photos come out for everyone and how people experience being in front of the camera.
And so when he realized he was responsible not just for taking composed pictures, but for making his clients feel comfortable, David threw out his list of poses.
And then people started realizing, oh, yeah, like David doesn't just do cookie cutter poses. He's really thinking about each individual.
He started having fun with his clients, moving with them, dancing with them, and kind of inventing new poses on the spot, whatever felt natural. And now he has his own ethos.
Posing is, it's a practice of being present in your body and communicating who you are through body language.
Today, when David starts working with a client, he asks them a few questions. How do you want to see yourself? How do you want to feel in these photos? How do you define feeling like yourself? Then they look into clothing options.
Let's look at fabrics. Let's look at structures and silhouettes. And let's also deconstruct what some of these clothing, the association that's tied to these clothing. I could really just redefine this, and I could wear and don this suit. I could wear this beautiful dress. And through this exercise at the end, they're realizing I am so much more than how I perceive myself.
You look great.
Okay, they've got an outfit that they feel good in. There's hair, makeup, and then like what actually happens in the session?
Let me have you.
How do you get them to loosen up, to feel comfortable?
So the process I take everyone through, it's first just
like a yoga class for
getting really present in the moment.
So a deep breath through our nose.
Getting really present in the moment, and there's many different ways to do that, right? There's breathing, just breathing and slowing down.
Through the nose.
Feeling the toes that you have that's contacting your shoe then to the ground. If they're sitting, then I really help them feel like, what are you sitting on? And that just brings them back to the present moment and in their body.
Intentional with our movements.
And I'm guiding her movements at that point, right? We've done our hair and makeup. She wants to explore in the way she wants to explore. And now I'm just trying to channel as much of the definition that she's given me.
Have you follow me?
David gets his clients to mirror him, his movements, perfect, his facial expressions. He wants them to feel relaxed and at play.
And I'm just moving my arm over here, and I say, wave of me. That's awesome. And the other side, wave of me.
Let's wave one more time over here.
You're dancing with them.
It's a dance. And not only am I physically mirroring them, I'm also emotionally mirroring them, because I'm doing every step of the way with them.
Sometimes you might need some help there.
You just look like you're having such a good time. Can you tell the story about where you decided to get into a dress because your client was wearing a dress? and sort of an epiphany that you had.
Yeah. I love making things easier for people and helping them sort of unlock something new. And it's really important to be, especially as a guy, for me to feel that. If I'm going to be creating a safe space for a lot of my female clients, I want to make sure I'm not operating a place again from judgment. And it's being curious, being playful, and saying, yeah, I'm going to put on this dress and have fun.
You want to be as in the skin of the person you're talking to as possible, it seems like.
Exactly. My social media following too, the bigger demographic is women there as well. So I get a lot of questions of like, David, how do you pose for your pregnancy photos? How do you pose in a miniskirt? And I remember putting on my first miniskirt, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so exposed.
Yeah.
And I realized, yeah, I definitely cannot suggest that pose I was about to do in my just baggy jeans.
right.
So there's like a practical, like technical sense to it of like, yeah, I need to really understand, just like you said, like if you're in a tight dress, you just can't physically move your body in a certain way. And there are feelings to it that we just would never know unless we try to be physically in their shoes.
But David, do you think sometimes people have unrealistic expectations? They're going to think, you know, if I just can prove to myself that I can look amazing in a photo, or I can show the world how hot I can be, that's going to fix something. That's going to solve something for me.
Well, of course. So that's why the reflection in the beginning is so important, to say this isn't for anybody else but you. And, you know, I can't control all of that. We do have our egos, right? And we also do, I want to make sure, I tell my clients, listen, this, many clients would say this is very therapeutic, but by no means am I a therapist. I'm not here to help you through just like different mental health issues, right? Mm-hmm. If that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's acknowledging that as well.
Are you a proponent or believer of the saying, fake it till you make it?
No, I've come to really distance myself from that saying, especially in the world of posing. I think it's a way to reflect how I think society defines posing, like fake it, right? Like suck in your stomach because you don't want to see that. Because I grew up thinking that the one definition of hot was like Chris Evans with his six-pack abs coming out the ocean. And once we hit adulthood and the older we get, I feel like we start to create even more of a stubborn belief of who we think we are versus like, oh yeah, let's try this, let's play with this. And a session with me is almost like breaking down your Lego castle that you super glue together and snapping your finger and saying, you know what? It's actually a sandcastle now. Let's rebuild it again.
Awesome. You want to see a picture?
That's David Suh, the king of poses.
Dude, you look phenomenal.
Oh my God, I can't even believe that's
You can see his full talk at TED.com and find his Instagram at David Suh Photo. On the show today, self-perception. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. We'll be right back.
Like, I'm still in shock.